let me start off, and I don't know how many of you students have been following the papers or, you know, Craig and myself, how do we get our names out? What do we stand for and everything else? But what is going on in the city of Logan and basically in the valley is a water treatment facility that we're looking at. It's been mandated by the state of Utah. It's by the Department of Water Quality. And we have to change what we've used for 44 years, and it's the lagoons that we all know as you leave Logan on SR-30, 465 acres that are handling wastewater. Now we've got to look at a full-fledged lagoon treatment, a treatment plant that's going to be about $111 million, could be up to $130 million if we have to mitigate the lagoons itself. And I'm running for a third term because I'm right in the throat of this discussion with our United States senators, with the governor himself. Many people have looked at it, and we're lobbying the state now for monies. We're looking at $70 million from the state, and we'd like to do it with a no-interest loan. It's the biggest single impact that this valley will see as far as dollars, and it's going to affect every resident because it's going to be costly no matter how we go about it. So that's number one, and then I want to see them finish 10th West. We are going to do a ribbon cutting quick, but they've got to finish it out to 2,500, and there's three others, but I'm out of time. Thank you.